Gunnar Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha. It's really amazing that we're here for our, now Baruch Hashem, our third year of Shiurim on the Parsha. It started 2 years ago in the old building, and now we're in the new building, which is really, really special. And it's amazing that we've been able to keep this going, and should be, again, should be L'shem L'Tiferes L'Hag L'Torah L'Adira, and it's because the Olam shows up, and I have this chus to prepare, so I really am extremely grateful for that. The shiur is sponsored tonight by the Eisner Mishpacha, so thank you to them for the beautiful spread. We have red beer, we have blue beer, you know, the political jokes have been made already, so we can leave those aside for now. So this week's parasha, as we know, is Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha provides for us one of the most foundational mitzvahs HaTorah. We're all very familiar with this. I don't know if everybody in this room has been, I can't count offhand, but if you haven't, hopefully you'll be zeichah too soon, be mekayim, to make a bris milah in your life. And that's the mitzvah, that's kind of the theme of the end of the parasha, is the mitzvah of bris milah, the fact that
rub it in,
you know, we try. I said him here to Hashem. So we should, that's, you know, the focal point of the end of the parsha is the notion of bris milah. And, you know, we could give many shiurim on milah. It's not really, there isn't really, time does not permit to go into all the details. However, at least, you know, perhaps we can spend a couple of minutes on a lesser known aspect of the mitzvah of bris milah. And I think if we do that, then we can have a deeper appreciation of the mitzvah of milah in a more general sense. To do that, we have to look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dafnin Test in the base. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dafnin Test tells us the following halacha. It says if a mitzvah was given at if a mitzvah was given to the world before Har Sinai, and then it was repeated at the Chazar v'Nishneis b'Sinai, it was repeated at Har Sinai, Nemra Yisrael u'bnei Noach, dahainu, if a mitzvah was given before Matan Torah, like let's say Eivor Min Achai, and then you find a parsha later on in the Torah that mitzvah was repeated, it's given Yisrael u'bnei Noach. And applies both for Yidin and for Bnei Noach. So the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara asks that we know the mitzvah of Milah was given Koyda Matan Torah to Avram Avinu, and it was Chazar v'Nishneis b'Sinai. It was given in Parshas Tazria, Ubayir Mashmini Yimal Basar Alasai. So the Gemara gives two answers. We're going to focus tonight on the Gemara's second answer. It says the Gemara in its second answer as to why that's not a problem. We know that Bnei Noach are not Chayav Milah, only Bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mila may karla Avram Avinu who de kamazle rachmana. The atas brisi tishmar atav zaracha mudaroisam atav zaracha in ishachrino loy. So the Gemara answers that really it was never given to Bnei Noach the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila was only given to Avram Avinu. The Hainu, it's not Chazar v'Nishneis b'Sinai. It wasn't given first to Bnei Noach and then repeated to the Yidden. Me'ikara, it was given to those who were going to be Yidden, L'dayre Darus. It was only given to Avram Avinu, v'Zaroi. So the Gemara asks, Elameyatoi Bazoi, if it was true that it was given to Avram Avinu, v'Zaroi, Bnei Yishmal l'chayvu. So why aren't Bnei Yishmal chayv in the mitzvah of Mila? Says the Gemara, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, and only ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, meaning to say Yishmael doesn't have the status of Zara shel Avram, only Yitzchak, and we'll get back, this is extremely important, has the status of what we call Zara shel Avram Avinu, Abazai was only given to Zara shel Avram Avinu, which includes Yitzchak. Frak the Gemara, b'nei Esav l'chayvu, so then b'nei Esav who are Zara shel Yitzchak, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, Esav is one of Yitzchak's children, then they should have the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, be Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. Only be Yitzchak. It's partially Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak. We'll also get back to that Mirza Shem in a minute or two. So the Gemara asks, Maskef lor of Oishia elameyata b'nei Keturah loy l'chayvu. B'nei Keturah, those who were the children of Keturah, we know that Avram Avinu either it's Hagar or it's not Hagar. Different shitas in Chazal and the Rishonim marries someone at the end of Parshas Chayisara and has children with that person. And the halacha is b'nei Keturah chayv and mila. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, V'tim Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, V'asprisi hefar, L'rabois b'nei Keturah. So we know that from the pasuk in this week's parasha, V'asprisi hefar, b'nei Keturah are chayiv. So why, if we have the miyot of Yitzchak, V'loi kol Yitzchak, only partially Yitzchak, b'nei Keturah aren't descendants of Yitzchak, so why are they chayiv miyot mikol v'chol? Says the Gemara, the Gemara says, as priesti hefar, l'rabois b'nei Keturah. In other words, the Gemara asks again, they're not b'chol, ki b'yitzchak v'loi b'chol Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, there's a ribui of as priesti hefar, l'rabois b'nei Keturah. So this Gemara, it's a hedron of Tessimis.
They can't hear.
They can't hear?
I don't know why, but people are saying they can't hear.
Let me try to. I'm not muted. Can people hear now? Microphone is muted. Tap to speak. Oh. Hello? Everyone good? Okay. So again, the Gemara and Sanhedrin here establishes for us the Pnei Keturah Chayiv in the mitzvah of Milah. So there's a fundamental machlokes harishonim. What exactly does that mean that we say Bnei Keturah Chayiv in Milah? Has anybody ever heard of Bnei Keturah? Right? Ari asked me before this year, who are the Bnei Keturah? No one's ever heard of them. And we're not even familiar with such a concept that they're Chayiv in the mitzvah of Milah. So obviously Ari was learning like Shitas Rashi. Rashi there in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Testament Beis, says Bnei Keturah Oysan Shisha Shenoldu La'avron Hein Atman Loy L'Chayivu. Meaning there was a special din of Yelid Beisai. The Chiddush Aran there explained to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that those that were Yelid Beisai Shel Avraham Avinu, his children, after he received the mitzvah of Milah, were Chayiv in Milah. Only those six Bnei Keturah who were born to, again, as children of Avraham Avinu, were Chayiv in Milah, but nobody else. The Gemara's kasha was even they themselves shouldn't be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, as Priesti Hefar L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah. So according to Shitas Rashi, makes sense why we're not familiar with the mitzvah of Bnei Keturah, because it doesn't apply to Dairi Dairis. It was a one-shot deal. You leave Beis HaShal Avram Avinu, we're chayiv in the mitzvah of Milah, and nobody else le Dairi Dairis. However, das nishkin Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is Yadua, Parak Yod Milchos Malachim, Shteitin Rambam. We're going to go back to the second Rambam first. We'll do the first Rambam later, because it really gives us the key to everything. Rambam says like this, Parak Yod Milchos Malachim Lachachas, Amru Chachamim Shebnei Keturah Shem Zar Shel Avram Shabal Acher Yishmal VYitzchak Chayavim Mila. The Bnei Keturah for generations, those that came after Avram and Yitzchak, are Chayav in Mila. The Hoyel Vinis Arva Yom Bnei Yishmal Bnei Keturah Yischayva Kol Mila Bishmini. Because now today we have a big chant amongst the Goyim Bnei Yishmal Bnei Keturah Mitam Safek. All of them should be Chayav in Mila Bishmini. Das Heis because L'Dorei Doris L'Ram Molds Bnei Keturah Chayav in Mila. And there's a big chant amongst the Goyim. They should all be Chayav in Mila Mitam Safek. And the Rambam says, even though the normal rule, we spoke about this many times last year, that by mitzvahs bnei noach, azaras and zoyim misasan, that the very fact that they're obligated to do something, and they fail to do so, they're chayiv misa, that does not apply to milas bnei keturah. It happens to be very hard to understand why exactly is it different. Different tirutz imposed as to why the mitzvahs bnei keturah is different. One could say it's a mitzvah saseh. The Mishnah Malach says that. The reason why that doesn't really make so much sense, because the mitzvah of dinim also is a mitzvah saseh. So, and we know that we apply azaras and zoyim misasan to the mitzvah of dinim, maybe because of a suffix, is there a din of raiv, kavua, a different shear, not for now, but heavy yadeh, shita saramam is, that we don't apply the klal of azaras and zoyim misasan to milas b'nei keturah. So again, the Rambam shita is clear, that not only was it true as a one-shot deal that those six b'nei keturah were chayiv, but it's true, l'dayar yadar, so zoyim vayit, the Rambam has to explain that. And the reason why they should be chayiv today is because of, again, a taruvus of the Gayim. It should even apply bizman hazeh, and yet we don't find such a thing. But again, that is the Shitas HaRambam. So machlokes Rashi and the Rambam as to whether or not it was limited to, again, l'shah or afilu l'dayri dayris. So this Rambam caused a lot of controversy. And I want to line up some questions on the Rambam. And then perhaps by answering those questions, we can then gain a deeper appreciation of what exactly Milas Bnei Keturah is, in what way is it different than Milas Yisrael, if it isn't different than Milas Yisrael, and really get a deeper understanding of what Milah is all about. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. So here we go. So kasha number one is from the Gemara itself. Again, the Gemara said, Es Brisi Hefar L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah. But it also had a miut. Remember, we read each step of the Gemara inside for a reason. Excluded Bnei Yishmael from Kivi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. So L'Chaira, now Chari Mas and Kasha, Shlaim is already coming to the Kasha. I don't understand. How could you tell me on the one hand, Esprisi Hefer L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah, don't you have to be from Zarish Yitzchak to be Chayiv in the first instance? Because the Gemara asked, Yishmael L'Chayivu, says the Gemara, Kivi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. So already from the get-go, they're not B'chlal, right? Has the whole Shakhmatar of the Gemara makes no sense at all. According to the Bishlam, according to Rashi, you could say, fine, it's still not so clear. It's still hard to understand. But you could say it was a Hayra Ashah for those people to be Chayav Bishah. And Be'etzam Esprisi Hefar is assuming it's true Kibi Yitzchak, but there's a special din of Esprisi Hefar. But according to the Rambam Shita, that they're Chayav L'Dayre Dairis, how do you get out of the fact that they're not be Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara? L'chara Tshver on the Rambam. Yeah, that's kasha number one. This is a kasha that the Maloy Haroya masks in the back of the Haggai Sanhedrin. He doesn't really give a teretz. Kasha number one. Kasha number two Everybody got the kasha? It's a very, very powerful question. Kasha number two is from the Mishnah Nedarim. This is not my kasha, the Shagas. Ari asks this kasha, the Mishnah Melech asks the kasha. The Mishnah Nedarim says, Mishnah Daf, Lam and Aleph, Amen Aleph. Actually, there's two Mishnayas Nedarim that are difficult for the Rambam. The Mishnah says as follows. If a person takes a neder, she'ini nana l'zera Avram, a person takes a neder, I'm not going to be nana from Zera Avram, from the descendants of Avram. Aser be Yisrael, umutar ba'ev dekachavim. He is now aser to be nana. Again, he takes a neder, he takes an oath. He's not going to benefit from Zera Avram. He's aser be Yisrael, umutar ba'ev dekachavim. He's aser again for all Yidden, and mutar ba'ev dekachavim. Fracti Gemara va'ika Yishmael. All the Arabs are Zera Avram, right? Yishmael is, you know, the brother of Yitzchak Avinu. Says the Gemara, again, quoting the same Chazal that we just said. Ki b'Yitzchak ikar l'chazara k'siv, meaning b'Yitzchak is only considered Zera Shel Avram Avinu. Oh. Then the Gemara asks, va'ika Esav, b'Yitzchak v'lo b'kal Yitzchak. And the same Shakwatar that we just saw, so Yitzchak is called Zera Shel Avram, only partially Zera Yitzchak, Tahainu the Yidin, and nobody else. Right, the Shagasari in the Mishnah Lamelech. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, Bnei Keturah were never called Zara. They were never Be'etzem Zara Shel Avraham Avinu. There was a Hayrashah, Vespris Hefra, they were Chayiv and Mila at the time. But again, the Rambam told us, read the Rambam inside again, because it's Mamish Meraf Senegra. The Rambam told us, again, Parakim Milchus Melachim, Halachaches, that the Bnei Keturah Shehem Zara Shel Avraham Avinu. The Rambam Lashon, Amru Chacham, Shebnei Keturah Shehem Zara Shel Avraham, Shaboach, Yishmael Chayavim Bemila. So like the Shitas HaRambam, that Bnei Keturah have a bona fide status of Zera Shel Avraham Avinu, how is a person mutter in anybody, how's the Mishnah say, these mutter b'chol agayim, he should be usher in Bnei Keturah? Right? Bnei Keturah, according to the Rambam, are Zera Shel Avraham Avinu, that's why they're chayv and milu d'ayre d'ayres. How can the Mishnah tell us, ba'ifin, you know, chad v'chalak, and no exceptions, that you're mutter b'chol agayim, azay frak the Shagasariye, azay frak the Mishnah Melech. Everybody had that kasha, so it's a very bomb kasha in the Rambam. And the third kasha is from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We can leave the next Mishnah out for we'll get back to that. The third kasha is from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin. Very, very well-known Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin, and Aleph handles the Shaila, how do I know that a guy can't do Mila? We know, we obviously know that a guy can't do Mila, right? It's got Hakke Pasch in the Rambam. No one's ever seen a Guy Ishmael. In fact, if Moshe finds his a tshuva where he talks about if a reform rabbi, because he's a mumar, is possible as a mile. It's a fascinating tshuva from Moshe, both in halacha and history. But you see, it's clear that a guy obviously cannot do Mila. And the Gemara has two explanations as to why a guy can't do Mila. Either we learn from the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Darabar Pabmishme, the Rav Amar, the Atas Brisi Tishmar. And if you're b'chal the bris, then you can do the milah. But a guy who's not b'chal the bris, he can't do the milah. And then the Gemara gives a different answer. Rabbi Yochanan, himol, one who is gemalit, can do milah. A guy is not gemalit, he can't do milah. So himol. My be now, what's nafkamina? Whether it's from learning from the mitzvahs milah or from himol. Says the Gemara, a ravi mol, the givnani mol. Meaning a guy, a ravi, an Arab who did mila, or givnani did mila. So himol, he is gemalit. So according to that tzad, he could do the mila. But he's not bechlal, va'ata esprisi tishmar. Oh, frakta ritvana vaydazara. The following problem. According to the Rambam, that there's a pasuk of esprisi hefer la rabbi esprini keturah, why aren't they bechal a pasuk of va'ata esprisi tishmar? Bishlam, according to Rashi, the pshat is, there's no din l'dayre d'ayres that Bnei Keturah chayv in the mitzvah of Mila. There was a one-shot deal, so fine, if they, again, a Ravi Mal, in fact, the Rach explains, Rabbi Nachman said, we're talking about Bnei Keturah there in that sugya. If they did Mila, yes. If they didn't do Mila, not. Okay. But according to the Rambam, the Bnei Keturah b'etzvah v'chiv Mila, then the pasuk of Atas Brisi Tishmar should equal apply to Bnei Keturah as it does according to, for regular Yisrael. Isn't it the same chayvas mila? And the ritva doesn't give a taretz.
How are they in himo yimel? I'm sorry.
What?
How is an aravi in himo yimel?
Because he did mila. Himo, one who is gemalit yimel.
That's, so an aral cannot be a mile?
Oh, so the Gemara asks, Vatznan. So the Gemara even asks, is Lamadam or Himo Yimo Ika? Is that good enough? Vatznan, the Gemara brings from Mishnah Nadarim that we didn't quote, that all Gaim have a status, they're blind by Relus, even after they did the Mila. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, Alma Afagat the Mehili command the Loi Mehilu Damu. And the Gemara gets a different Afkamina.
But a Jewish Aril who couldn't do Mila, he can't be a male?
So,
I thought Himo Yimo means if you're in the mitzvah of, like we always have, if you're in the mitzvah of Ksiva, you're in the mitzvah of whatever it is. You know, Tefillin. Who can write Tefillin?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean if you didn't put on Tefillin, you can't write Tefillin.
Yeah.
Someone who has a Chiyuv to write. That's what I thought usually the Pasuk means.
So that's not what it means. Rashi, Himo Yimo, Karbe Amal Yimo, Mishu Mohu Yimo Lacherim. Again, I'm not. That's a good ha'ara. Is what? So according to that, I don't want to say offhand. I think it would come out that an aral would not, but I have to check the din. I don't remember offhand. But the Gemara is clearly learning up that we're talking about someone who's gemalah. But the Gemara says isha's command the mahol dami. So fine. So then again, the Ritva asks according to the Rambam Shita, and I'm sorry, I'll look it up afterwards. Mm-hmm. The Ritva asks according to the Rambam Shita that the fact of the matter is there's a chiyuv l'dari daris of esprisi hefar. Why are not the bechal the pasuk of at esprisi tishmar? So again, the three or four problems in the Rambam. Problem number one, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ki b'yitzchak ikar l'chazara, how does that help you for B'nai Keturah then? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, again, the Rambam says, they are Zara Shal Avram Avinu. Kasha number two, the Mishnah Malach, Kasha Shagas Arias Kasha, Hanoider min Zara Shal Avram, is Mutzah B'chol HaGayim, aren't B'nai Keturah Zara Shal Avram. And kasha number three, the Ritva's kasha, if you learn like the Shita Sar Rambam, why is it totally on the Tut Stadim of Himol Yimol or Vatas Prisi Tishmar, Alatsan, it's Atas Prisi Tishmar, Lechair, it's a Zavad Kachiv Mila. It's a Kachiv Mila, Ladaridaris, and the B'nai Keturah. Oh. So to answer these questions, we have to be mocked them with the following Yisayd. Really, we need to ask one more question. And that's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. Also from the Mishnah Malach. Beis HaLevi asked the Kasha, the Mishnah there says in the Darman Lamed Alfman Beis, the next Amud, Kainam She'inene La'arelim, if a person takes a nether from Arelim, Mutter Ba'aril Yisrael, V'asr B'mu'i Abdi Kachavim. He's Asr even in the Gaim that are Gemalot, because after Mila, they have a din of Arel. She'inene L'mulim, Asr Ba'aril Yisrael, Mutter B'mu'i Kachavim. If not going to be nether from Mulim, he's Asr Na'arel Yisrael, Mutter B'mu'i Abdi Kachavim. So again, the Acharim asks, wait, according to the Rambam, Kayam Shaninana La Railim Mutter Kayam Shaninana Lemulim, he's Mutter Bamuli of the Kachavim. Why? B'nai Keturah V'chiyuv. So why is he Mutter Bamuli of the Kachavim? So Vaistachais, all these kashas point to the following. It's true. The Rambam says, again, that B'nai Keturah Chayav and Mila, Shehem Zar Shal Avram Avinu. But is this the same Mila that Hashem gave to the Yidden, that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael? Is this the same Mila on which we say that there's a special bris that Kadosh Baruch Hu was karis with Klal Yisrael? The answer to that is emphatically no. The Beis HaLevi, Kedarkoi, Mamish Shpar is a very, very beautiful Yisoid. This is, it's almost, I have to read one or two lines inside. Beis HaLevi explains that Mila has two components to it. There's a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs Mila, right, what he calls chatichas ha'arla, doing the maisa Mila. And there's also an inyan that Mila creates Kedusha. It gives Halakite to the Yid that has Mila done to him. The Lashon of the Beis HaLevi is Tosefes Milo Kedusha. And says the Beis HaLevi, B'nei Keturah, Eina Mila Rak Lavdila Min HaKusim, Shem Mizer Avram, V'yatsu Mechlal Kusim, Ava Mi'oilam L'nichsu Klal B'chlo Lo Yishal Zahar Shal Avram Avinu. Meaning to say, of course they are genealogically Zahar Shal Avram Avinu. Of course they are biologically Zahar Shal Avinu. But are they Zahar Shal Avram Avinu? Are they what we consider, they have Kedushas Yisrael? Or to put it differently, the Rambam himself says, in Parak Milchos Melachim, and this is the Rambam we skipped, Hamilin Stav Avram V'Zahari Bilvad, Shenemar Atav Zaracha L'Doraisim, Yotze Zahar Shal Yishmael, which not Zahar Shal Avram, Shenemar Kibi Yitzchak Yon Chazara, V'yotze Esav Shari Yitzchak Amar L'Yakov Yitzchak L'Chaz Birchas Avram L'Chaz Zaracha Nechlal Shehu Levadoi Zar Shal Avram Avinu Hamachzik B'Dosa V'Darcha Yishara V'Hema Mechuyav M'Mila. What does it mean Zar Shal Avram Avinu, Rabbi Isai? And the Brisker Rav points out this Rambam quotes a different pasuk why Esav is excluded. The Gemara said Esav is excluded because Ki B'Yitzchak V'Loi B'Chol Yitzchak. And here the Rambam says, V'yitim l'chaz birchas avon l'chaz arecha, which said to Yaakov Avinu, what's going on? So it says the briskarad pshat, b'shem Reb Chaim. The pshat in this Rambam is, of course, ki b'yitzchak v'loy b'chol yitzchak. But the question is, who's the mamali machlok of Yitzchak Avinu? Was it going to be Esav or Yaakov? The bechira was on who was machzik b'dasa v'darchay ha'yishara. In other words, the cheftz of Zashal Avraham Avinu thus meant the people that follow in the ways of Avraham Avinu, the people that are given the kedusha of Avraham Avinu, the people that take the mantle of Avraham Avinu and carry it forward with Dairi Dairis. What's an afkamina? So the Beis Halevi says, and this is also the view of the Marsha and Sanhedrin, in fact, it's the Shitas HaMe'iri way earlier in Yevamos. The Gemara says that there's two elements of the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Mila and there's the revealing of the Ara Priya. Right after they do the Maisa Mila, they pull back the membrane that covers over the Atara. So the question is, who has the mitzvah of Priya? In fact, the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Aleph from the Beis, that Loinina Priya LaAvram Avinu. That Avram Avinu didn't have the mitzvah of Priya. In fact, it's very funny because the Chizkuni says in the pasuk of Himo Yimol, Milo Priya. So Yish La'ayim, Taisus there says in Yevamos, of course Avram Avinu did Priya, because after all, he was Mekayim called Tarakula, but the mitzvah of Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Nor Lazaro was given, the Gemara says. What about B'nai Keturah? So did they have the mitzvah of Priya? So the Menachas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Base, here discussing, again, the Inyanim of Mila, he doesn't explain for sure why, he doesn't give a Svara. He says, because Priya is a halach l'mashmi Sinai, and B'nai Nayach don't have halach l'mashmi Sinai, as he brings rise to this, so Abazayim doesn't have Priya either. The Me'iri in Yevam Miskrata says the same thing, that they don't have Priya. But why? Says the Beis Halevi, because what Priya does is it shtals avek the Kedusha of Mila. It shows, it's not just an acting of cutting off the Ar Ha'arla. It's showing that you're different. It's revealing the Mila. It gives the Mila its Kiyum. And that B'nai Nayach don't have. B'nai Keturah don't have. Only Yidin have the Mila gives Kedusha. B'nai Keturah do not have such a concept. To put it somewhat differently, there really are two parashas of Mila, as we said. There's a Mila that was given to B'nai Keturah, and a Mila was Chazra Vinishish B'Sinai. Says the Gemara, Meikar La'Avram Avinu. But it's not entirely true, right? Because there is a concept of Mila that was given Kodem Adibur. So Reb Chaim Brisker explains, in a couple of places, that there's a Mila that was given Lazarish La'Avram Avinu. There was a Mila that was given to B'nai Yisrael. There was also a Mila that was given to B'nai Keturah. What's another nafkamina? Tichia Shabbos. We know the halacha is that a Mila Shmini is Doicha Shabbos for a Yid. And not only that, the Rambam tells Parak Al-Milchus Milacha Dalad, even Mila Savadim is Doicha Shabbos if it's B'yam HaShmini. Is Mila B'nai Keturah Doicha Shabbos? Anybody know? Offhand, one way or the other? So it's not in the Gemara, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. There's Nishan HaGazach, what's the din, if Mila B'nai Keturah is Doicha Shabbos? Lehadya. However, the Gemara says that in order to have Dechiyah Shabbos, you need Kol She'imor Tmei Leida. The Gemara has this in Shabbos Kuflam and Hey, the Daf Yomi did this a few months ago, and a guy, right? Those who are learning Masechet need to know is not metame. There's no div Tomas Leida by a guy. There's no div Dam Toyar. Doesn't apply to a Nachris. So Vaistois, in fact, the Michas Chinuch doesn't mention it. The Michas Chinuch seems to basically say that really it should be Doicha Shabbos. Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis, very problematic. Michas Chinuch says, where is it? Here. He says, "Vada mitzvah lomu loisam ach Shabbos ein odoicha de misfeka lo mechalin on Shabbos." Because, as the Rambam says, it's all suffik mizman is that we're not sure who's chayv in the mitzvah. So mila mitam suffik, just like any suffik mila, you can't be doicha on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim says in the Sefer, and he says it's pashut that milas b'nei keturah is not doicha Shabbos. Why? Don't they have a parsha of himo yimol? They do have a parsha of himo yimol, but they don't have the chaz of Inishis B'Sinai, which was a zarsha of Ram Milvad. They don't have the ikur bris. They don't have the ikur mila that was given to Klal Yisrael. Al derech zeh. We can start going back to answering the kashas. Let's start with the last kasha first. Why is it that Ben Keturah can't do a Milas Yisrael? Right, again, we said, Bishlam, according to Rashi, they're not Bechlal, the din of Ates Brisi Tishmar. But according to the Rambam Shita, that B'nai Keturah Chayav L'Doyre Doris, why can't Ves Brisi Hefer L'Rabbis B'nai Keturah V'Ates Brisi Tishmar? according to this Yisoid, that Milas Yisrael is Cholot Begidra from Milas B'nei Keturah, it's Pashin and Gansa why they can't do Milas Yisrael. Milas B'nei Keturah they can do, which is Chatichas Basar, it's a Chayvas Hagav or whatever it is. Does it Shtel Agat Kedusha? Does it give the special character that Milas Yisrael is designed to give? Avadanat. So how could they possibly do a Milas Yisrael? In fact, the Mechaschin of Kedarkai, who seems to equate Milas B'nei Keturah with Milas B'nei Yisrael, quotes from some Acharim, the Tama Melech, the Shara Melech, then perhaps they could do Milas Yisrael. But according to this Mahalach, it's Pashit that they can't do Milas Yisrael, and that's Miyashi, the Kasha of the Ritva. Oh, Kasha number two that we started with. Didn't the Mishnah tell us in the Darim that Hanoider min Zara Shel Avram is Mutar Boiv de Kachavim? What do you mean? B'nei Keturah, Zara Shel Avram? The Rambam says there's Zara Shel Avram. We have to, again, read the Rambam very carefully. Again, maybe it's a little bit of a stretch. I'm not sure. What does the Rambam mean? Amru Chacham Shebnei Keturah Shem Zara Shel Avram Avinu Shabo Acher Yishmael VeYitzchak Chayav Mila. What the Rambam means to tell us is, for this very limited concept, that those who are technically genealogical descendants of Avram Aminu, they're Chayav Mimila. But when the Rambam says, Hamil Shin Itstavibo Avram Vizari Bilvad, that Chesed Shel Mila, which is Nitstavibo Avram Vizari Bilvad, which is going on Misha Machzik Vidasa Vidarchai Hayeshara, they're not Machzik Vidasa Vidarchai Hayeshara. Again, Michlal Shu Levada Zar Shel Avram Machzik Vidasa Vidarchai Hayeshara, those that have the Halakai, the Kedushas Yisrael, the B'nai Keturah don't have that. So when the Mishnah says, Hanoyder Mizar Shel Avram, Koyim Shinem, the Yisrael, the Mishnah says, Shinem Mizar Avram, what the Mishnah means to tell us in the Dharm is, those are Masik B'darcha V'dasa HaYishara, those B'nai Keturah are not. So that would resolve that problem. And now we can then go back to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Again, the Gemara and Sanhedrin said, as priestly hateful Rabbis Ben Keturah, and the Gemara said, "Elameyata b'nei Yishmael lechayvu ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara." Aye, so doesn't that also? So has the answer for b'nei Keturah then? Teretz is because what the Gemara was asking was, "Elameyata in the Milas Yisrael that my shirt that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Lazara Shalavram Levan that's Machzik v'dachav v'dasa Yisrael that gives kedusha the Beis Halevi said b'nei Yishmael lechayvu because they are technically Zara Shalavram Aminu." Says the Gemara, "Ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara." I only meant to talk about when I'm talking about such a mila. I mean to say the mila was given to Zara Avram Avinu Levan and Yishmael was never a part of that. Then the Gemara asked, "B'nei Esav lechayvu," because maybe they could be Malkum of Avram Avinu. Like the Brisker Rav says, it wasn't clear when the pasuk was said of Ki B'Yitzchak who that was going to be. Says the Gemara, "B'Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak maskif l'arav Aishia elameyata b'nei Keturah loy lechayvu." Meaning to say, if you can't be b'chlal darchav dasa yishara, you can't even have the other chiyuv mila. And for the Gemara, as priestly hay for the rabbi, it's b'nei Keturah. The pshat is, we're not talking about the same chiyuv mila. But the Gemara's kash of elameyata was asking, if you can't have the chiyuv mila was supposed to be for klai yisrael adairi dairis, which was given lazar shal ram, you have hamachzi b'darcha v'dasa ha'yishara, then you can't have this chiyuv mila, which is, again, va'atas priestly tishmar, that was only given to b'nei Keturah. Says the Gemara, as priestly hay for the rabbi, it's b'nei Keturah. So based on this, we have a very a beautiful understanding now of what mila is all about. Mila is not just a maisa mitzvah. Mila also adds to the Kedushas Yisrael. That's why, I know Noam wrote this out, we can make a bracha of Lachnisa Brisa Shel Avram Avinu. Because again, Brisa Shel Avram Avinu, in fact, why don't we say Lachnisa Bevrisa? Lachnisa Bevris! Brisa Shel Avram Avinu, what we're being mavarech is that it shtal zavek our Kedushas Yisrael, shtal zavek our status as B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And that's exactly why it might mandate its own bracha. Islam were to say about that, but oy chazoy l'mayim. Shkoyach.